This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We're back at it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. And look, be careful. Don't be stupid. Some of you getting in the middle of these fights out there, don't. And if you're in Los Angeles County or Los Angeles City, you need to especially be careful because the new mayor, Karen Bass, who promised to fight crime, you know, to try to get it, has decided now to lift all bail. So by lifting all bail, it will help the community that's targeted so much by the nasty police department. Sonia Smith joins me, as she does every week, as my co-host, maybe to help me on it, because I'm not the sharpest knife or the brightest bulb in the drawer, whatever you want to say. How does eliminating bail make you safer?
She doesn't care about the community. She cares about her social group. Again, she doesn't want to be put on an ice floe. This sounds very nice to her buddies at the country club anymore, but at her parties and the people who donate to her campaign. They don't care what goes on. You know what they are going to care? When the crime hits them.
Yeah.
That's when they start to smarten up. It's like, oh, even like during the riots, when we had riots a few years back with the George Floyd thing, and people actually came into these affluent neighborhoods to rob and loot, and now all of a sudden we have to start looking at it differently.
You have got to be careful, though, because you're actually right now, if there's any of them listening, you might be challenging them to see how crazy they can get. You know what I'm saying? They may in turn give people bail money. You know, here's $100 to make sure you come back. There's another $100 when you get here.
You know what I've always wanted to do is a TV show, a reality show, where a criminal, somebody straight from jail, has to come live with a leftist family. You take care of them. You put them in your house and see how you like
it. I like that idea.
I want to see that reality show. They don't even have to pitch their time. Yeah, I wish I could pitch that in Hollywood.
Well, listen, you don't really have to worry about anything. I mean, these, I don't know if they're white politicians, white cowards, or just whatever, but now the California Reparations Task Force is calling for the elimination of child support debt for black residents because the nation's laws have torn black families apart. So because the nation laws have torn black families apart, then we shouldn't expect anybody to pay child support in that community. What am I missing?
Wow. Yeah. There's so much. If you have not noticed how much the leftists hate women,
yes,
now they're really targeting black women. Because if you don't get any child support, first of all, I think the whole thing is a rook. I don't think... I kind of think that women benefit a whole lot more from divorces, and especially when you're talking no-fault divorces. I think men do suffer a lot in the legal system, and, once there's, especially when there's a divorce, and everything goes in favor of the woman. So, first of all, let me say that. But second of all, you got to really hate black women and black men, because what you want to do is infanticide black men to the point where you can have all the fun, all the, you know, all the immaturity that you want. They can go out and make babies. We already don't expect them to stay with us. Now you're saying black men don't have to have the responsibility, the financial responsibility of what they've brought into the world. Well, that's a detriment to black men, too. That's not just hurting black women and, consequently, hello, their children.
Well, part of what you're saying here is, according to the report, right, black residents represent a larger percentage of those who owe child support debt.
Because they have more babies. I mean, are we looking at that? I can't say that. I can't say that
because they'll hang me. You know
well,
that, right?
It could be many reasons. I mean, yeah. It's like Thomas Sowell is wonderful at saying that doesn't prove causation. That's not what is the real problem. Are they having more babies out of wedlock? Are they not staying on their jobs? Are they not registering? Are they not? What is the real problem here? It's not inequity. It's not the man. It's not slavery. In fact, speaking of Thomas Sowell, he does wonderful reports on how committed and wonderful black men were post-slavery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So there's no excuse
now. How committed black families were before LBJ's great, welfare country.
So once again, let's screw something up, and then it comes along, like the great white savior that they are, and try to fix it. Or say they're trying to fix it, which they're not at all. It's like it's the same. The conversation goes back to school choice. If you really cared about black kids and their advancement, the least you could do is okay school choice. Well, the least you could do in this case is not take more money from the black community and infanticide black men.
Unreal. All right, hey, we got to go fulfill our capitalist mindset. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the break. Joe and Sonia will be together.
Sonia.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. yours. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-752-5556. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I also appreciate the time that Sonia spends with me to kind of straighten out. You know, Sonia, a couple of weeks ago, I got an email from somebody who asked me why it seems when I have Alfonso and Sonia on, I only hit you with black issues. Okay? Now, I said, you're right. We do talk about a lot of black issues because when Joe, the pasty white boy, talks about black issues, they always hand it to me. Okay? If I talk about female issues, I can't talk about that because I don't have a uterus or I don't identify or whatever it is. Right? They're just mad that I got everything covered. That's what...
I can't speak
to the black experience anymore than you can speak to the Italian experience.
Sure, exactly. And if you had a white guest on and you guys started talking about black issues like this, y'all are going to sound racist as heck. I'm just saying, you start talking about black fathers not paying child support with a white guest, that's not going to go too well. So you tell your little guests that are freaked out about it, I give you a lot of these articles. I want to talk about them. Because here's the thing is, for so long, you know, we as a people have not been honest about where we are. And we can't fix our problems if we don't talk about them. And the only people that are really, truly interested in having a dialogue with us is not the left, it's not liberals, happens to be people on the right.
Yeah.
So you're getting a good conversation, you're getting an open conversation about it, and you're getting a conversation from friends. So we're not going to leave the table like Joe was talking about his family earlier. Even when we do have a different opinion on things or have questions about it, we're not going to leave the microphone to anybody. I'm not coming on next week, you know, it's not that kind of party.
No, and you have quite frankly corrected me a few times over the years. So has Zoe, and because of our relationships, it's not like I'm not having them back on. Oh, they made me look stupid.
Right.
No, I did that myself, but
you don't need no help.
Tyler Perry said that one, right? I can do bad all by myself.
All by myself. You know, I had a girlfriend who said, which I thought was profound, she goes, and I can do good all by myself, too. That was her thing of staying single. I was like, whoa.
It's all choice. You know, you always hear, they don't have a choice in the matter. Look at the community they came up through. Look at this. First of all, the minute you say, and they, now you've separated them out, okay? Like they're a subset or a subclass of people. I don't care what background. You look at people, successful people, and to me, success isn't just a matter of having a couple million bucks in a bank. Look, in the area that we live in, if you've been able to come out of some kind of slum or ghetto and you've worked hard and now you live in a community like ours, which is a good, overall, decent, clean community, that's success. At least I think it is.
I think so, too.
It don't matter what color you are, does it?
Right. No, not at all. I wouldn't mind it if they said, you know, they have it tougher or black people have it tougher because look at what the Democrat Party has done to... You know, I mean, because we were talking earlier about even if you use proper grammar in leftist community and Democrat community, you get called names as a black person. So the Democrat Party has done a huge disservice to black people that makes it much harder to climb into success than it was when I was a child, when you could send your kid out to school and have expectations for them to not come home with a bad grade or behavioral problems. You were to be a credit to your race. That has become a racist term. Even the term, assimilation has been racist for 50 years. Can't use that term.
I don't understand any of this. Why wouldn't you want to just do better, period? End of discussion. And the minute you say so-and-so, you can't get ahead because of so-and-so, you've just now said, first of all, you're too stupid to figure it out. Secondly, you've just given so-and-so total power over you. That's going to roll around your head. You won't be able to get anywhere.
That's right. But that's generational now. It's like their parents can't tell them to get out there and do better because their parents have believed the lie that they're victims, that they're oppressed. This is why they're still in the hood. That's why you have generations of people we're still in the hood.
You know what's funny? As you're talking, I was thinking, even when I was a kid in the north end of Boston, my aunt and my uncle would say, you're going to have to try harder. Because people already look down on you as simply a manual laborer. Okay? That's all you're good for, your Italians. You're good for ditch digging. That's it.
Right?
So you're going to have to work harder. You're going to have to show them that you're valuable to the company.
So that was your being a credit to your race story. That was the same thing. And to be honest, if people, we've also taken empathy out of our culture, but if people looked at every other culture, they all have their crosses to bear. I mean, they really do.
Well, look at, you look at my heritage, and the first thing, especially the days I was growing up on the East Coast, is your family in the mafia? You mean, if I hire you, am I going to, I mean, that kind of thing. And you go, no, stop watching the movies, will you please? Right?
Okay.
Every group's got their thing to deal with.
But
whether it was a Russian community, the Chinese community, right?
Yeah, and people, you know, I grew up in the hood, but across the street was a community that was predominantly Japanese. So I happened to go to school with a lot of Chinese and Japanese kids, and people would always say that you have to, when your kids come home from school, you got to do homework with them. You get right. That's the message that parents have now, is you got to do. Those parents couldn't speak English, and those children were at the top of their grade levels.
Yeah.
So that's a fallacy that we've got to come home and do our homework with, you know, first
try
of all.
Try harder. Work harder. Try harder.
Try
show
harder,
them you're valuable.
Show them that you're valuable. That's the same thing as saying
you should
credit
to
your
that.
Race.
You shouldn't have to do that. You have to work so hard. Anyway, we got to work hard to go make some money here. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Joe and Sonia right after the break.
Yeah.
We are back. Sure. So anyway, Sonia Schmidt, I always enjoy the time that she spends with us. And again, head over to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right? You want to sign up for the text alerts. That's really simple. It's not hard to do. You want to text GOJO to 77222, GOJO to 77222. And look, sign up for the email blast, too. You can sign up for it right there. A lot of people are enjoying it. We've got a lot of people signed up over the last few weeks. Just get informed. It's really that simple. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. It was the power of the grand jury that led to the Gilgo Beach murders arrest. That's according to the Suffolk County District Attorney who led the investigation.
DA Ray Tierney says investigators first identified 59-year-old Massapequa Park resident Rex Huerman as a suspect in March of 2022, noting how a task force tied it all together.
They all did the same thing for a living. They all advertised the same way.
He says hair connected to the married father of two was discovered on the bodies of three of the four women. And Natalie Migliori, New York.
The Biden administration's forgiving $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said Friday the debt relief is a result of fixes to the student loan system's income-driven repayment plans. Under those plans, borrowers get their remaining debt canceled after they have made payments for at least 20 years. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host, on with me every week. And, yes, we're talking about all those things that are making your skin crawl, which I love, by the way. I think it's...
Me too.
I think it's hilarious, but whatever. Anyhow, and again, I was looking at numbers the other day, because we're going to hit a story in a minute that has to do with this, but, you know, it's always been the Republicans first that have put up, the first senators, congressmen slash representatives, all have been Republicans, black Republicans that we've held out or held up, and somebody that would do a great job. And I'm looking at some of those speeches. I don't find speeches for a black man. He may, he speaks good. He smells good. We should hire him into the Senate. No, you only heard that from Joey B., right?
That's right.
Oh.
He smells good. He's articulate. He's a fairy tale. In his world, in the Democrat world, that is a fairy tale. I mean, when you look at the people they have, Maxine Waters, that cowboy wearing, hat wearing lady, and
Texas. I love her. I'm sorry.
If you have a sense of humor, but we would never, I mean, we don't have anybody who's representing us that's that crazy. I know that they think that MTG is pretty crazy, but she's a go-getter, especially at a time where we didn't have very many go-getters. And she showed them how to fight, at least.
You know, it's going to be frustrating because I know, when I see certain people that have our Italian heritage, they're just dumber than a rock. And they're out there like they're speaking for the whole Italian community, like they have a clue in the whole nine yards. You just want to go up there and smack them upside the head and say, sit down and shut up.
Try not to speak. I would be just appalled if our representation was Maxine Waters and people.
Well, you said it a minute ago, though. You got Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee.
That's the one.
You got another one, though, that loves to wear pink cowboy hats out of Florida. Her last name is Jackson.
Okay. Bling on them.
And you look at these people and go, oh, my God, will somebody please tell them, be quiet. And then who's the guy who thought that the island was going to tip over? Hank?
I just love him. Oh, my gosh. He spoke yesterday. He was doing the... He was asking questions at the Christopher Ray... interrogate whatever that was, showboating. And, oh, my gosh, I was just waiting for him to say something so ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, they've done a great job. They're a pristine group, the FBI is, and, you know, Christopher Wray, that you're able to walk out of here with your head still on your shoulders,
right.
And I'm thinking, what do you mean his head isn't that where it was when he came in? I don't understand.
And these are the same people who hated the FBI several years ago.
Remember that? Remember when they were looking into Hillary, they were a corrupt organization, Comey needed to go, or whatever his name was, and now they're like God's gift to humanity.
Exactly. No, nothing. they don't think people can see them. There was a TV show on, I forget what it was years ago, but there was a character who was crazy, he was losing his mind, it's a comedy, and he would just go like that and think he was invisible. And everybody had to play along with it. And I think that's the whole Democratic Party, is they honestly think that nobody can see you. We're like, we're literally looking at you right now. Yeah,
they don't believe that what they're saying is crazy. Come on, you know that's true.
No, because they're narcissists. And once you study up on narcissists, they actually believe what they're saying. Even though they're crazy, even though they're driving everybody around them crazy, and even though they're failures, they're basically people who are insecure at heart. They know that they're not good people. So in order to, rather than finding out what it would take to become a good person, and I don't know that they have the ability to do that, they try to make you buy their crazy.
No, I always love your line, comes to mind constantly, about the Hollywood people that would ask you if they were a good person.
I'm a good person, right? I mean, this doesn't make me a bad person, right? Just because I want this character to abort her baby for no reason, that doesn't make me bad, right?
Talking about looking for affirmation, right?
Right. They need affirmation because they know deep down that there's something wrong with them. There's something off.
So let's get into Representative Byron Donalds. I mean, many of you probably the first real introduction to them was when he was nominated for Speaker of the House, if you recall.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he put up some great fights. They kept nominating him. He kept saying, "Look, I don't want it. This is not what I do. This is not what I'm here for." So, but again, there's been some talk or discussion or even just putting it out there that maybe he should be Donald Trump's VP choice for the 2024 election because he could bring a lot to the table.
I like it. And it's not just that he's black, although no. I love that he's black and he's masculine and he's not afraid. I've only seen him with the veracity to go on CNN. And he schools them. He does not let them talk him.
I love him. He doesn't let him go. Let him get away with nothing.
He's great. I'm not mad at that combination, to be honest.
Well, you know what? He's probably the vision of the first black toxic masculinity that we've seen.
Exactly.
Just give it a little time. You watch.
So he and Trump together, that's going to be some toxicity for the left. But I'm not mad at Vivek Ramaswamy. I have always liked him, and he's coming into his stride.
Yeah.
We have choices. And I don't mean to say, I'm not taking anything from Trump, because he's my favorite. He just happens to be coming from somebody I did not like at all in the beginning. But I have to say, we don't have the Maxine Waters, the crazy nut. We have some really capable, interesting people on our side who have proven themselves. Even a DeSantis has proven, he has a proven record.
Yep. Listen, I agree with you. I think you'd have the only issues that I would probably have with him is the fact that he doesn't have a lot of legislative experience. And I know the VP position is nothing more than a kind of a figurehead, if you would.
Yeah.
But again, he's the next in line for the presidency. And on top of that, the mindset is after the 4 years are over, we would hope that he would step into the presidency, be able to run and win.
Right. I just don't know that he could stand up. I mean, whatever Trump is going through, you better be able to do that. You better be able to stand up against that. I don't see that DeSantis has that kind of strength that Donald Trump.
No, I agree. You're 100% on with that.
Vivek, I think, would kind of welcome. He's kind of like you. You would welcome that kind of fight. He's not scared. He'll go on black. I don't know if you saw his interview on The Breakfast Club. He doesn't back down.
No, I did. But he doesn't. He lays out fact. He just doesn't lay out his perception of what things are. Yes, you put the like Larry Elder. He puts the numbers out there.
Mm-hmm. And he's not afraid to talk about black people. He's not afraid to talk about our needs, our community. I'm like, whoa, he's doing a better job than black Democrats are at that.
I agree with you. And it's amazing. What is there, 14 people now running for president on the Republican ticket?
And yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, and you've got these people who've never really been involved in this kind of thing before, and you say, can we put up serious candidates? I know everybody thinks they'd be the great at it, but some people don't even know what the job entails.
No,
I mean, I'm on a school board, and people don't know what the job entails, you know?
They just think that Trump is going to get indicted. It leaves a special place for them to get some attention. And I think it was Officer Tatum who was talking about, you know, they're grifters. They get money for their campaigns and they can live on it. Or, you know, Christie has got to know he ain't going to win. But he can
Christie? He's only got one job. And that is to poke at Trump, to do everything he can to make Trump, pop a cork.
He'll get some campaign money for this. So he'll get walking around money. But, you know, we have 14 candidates, but we have about 3-4 serious ones, which is more than they have. However, Robert Kennedy is rocking their little world.
Oh, he is. He is. But he's with Sanders, they're going to do everything they can to keep him out of the picture.
That's right.
Right.
And talking about Hollywood, going back to Hollywood for a second, he and his wife had to separate.
Ooh, I know. That's
That sad that liberal, you know, you would think that the left would go, you know what, we're not trying to break up families over politics. We all stay together and let the chips fall where they go.
That would be a lie. They love breaking up families. Are you serious?
They love breaking up families.
All right, we got to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. Love, we're coming up with Sonia and Joe in just a few minutes. That's right. And Sonia. Oh, you know what? You gotta love Sonia. She always puts it out there. Not a problem for her. Nothing bothers her. I love her. We'll be back in a few minutes. Talk over.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back at it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5562. Let me bring her back on, my co-host for today. Sonia Schmidt joins me every week to try to kick the party off, if there is one. Does anybody have one? How can we send this invitation?
I know. You right? Tell us nothing.
Don't you always feel like, you know, yeah. Get home, you get in your jammies and go, oh, I didn't see that. Oh, God. But seriously, we were talking about Corey. Oh, no, not Corey. God. What's his name? I just had it on my...
I know. We're
Byron Donalds. Byron
Donalds.
Yeah, there you go.
But you bring up another lunatic on the left is Cory Booker. That... Could he be more transparent about being an opportunist and not saying nothing?
God, no. He is a... He is an interesting fella. I'll put it that way. Right? I mean, God, they couldn't even get 1% in the last presidential election. Neither could Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't... Is this the best of the best for the Dem Party? Really?
That looks like it. That's why they can't deal with Robert Kennedy stepping in there with some different information. I mean, I don't know what he plans on doing as a president, but he's bringing the conversation out, and they can't do conversation.
No.
That's not why, that's, they're not going to let him speak. They're not going to have a debate because they can't let him speak.
No, they can't. Well, he can't speak. Let's just
well,
be honest.
Well, I know.
About it.
Aside from the
I know, you were trying to be nice. I got it, but whatever.
No, I'm just saying he can't talk about this COVID stuff. He can't talk about Fauci. He can't do any of that with the left.
Nope. No. And I, you know, again, Kennedy is going on a couple of shows, and he's also he's supposed to testify in front of Congress about the weaponization of the FBI and others.
That's
so,
really
yeah,
good.
You know, it's funny how the Kennedy family was totally well-respected. RFK
right.
Jr. was well-respected.
Right.
Came to California, started getting on their cases for all the vaccines that they were approving and pushing for kids, and all of a sudden he was persona non grata. They wouldn't let him in anywhere. Even his own party wouldn't even have meetings with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They think that we can't see that. Y'all thought the Kennedys were royalty.
Look at Ted Kennedy. Leaves a girl at the bottom of the river to die.
Yep.
He goes home for the night, calls the police the next day, and he's called like the lion of the Senate.
That's right. Another Kennedy allegedly raped somebody, and you know, and they were a Camelot for the left. Now all of a sudden a guy comes out and says, you know what, these vaxxers look unsafe. Our kids are getting an enormous amount of iron is in them, and it could be leading to all kinds of health problems that we've never seen before.
Yep.
And Fauci's a fraud. And all of a sudden, he's got to go.
Yeah.
And he's going to get, this family is cursed enough. They've had enough happen to them. I just really pray that this guy stays safe.
Yep. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Uh-oh.
You need to give us an overall on the Sound of Freedom. And from what you saw, and then why people really should go see it. I mean, what's it going to do for me?
It is very touching. It's very hard. They're actually, it's very difficult to watch. Thank goodness it's not graphic. Will it educate you if you already know about this thing? No, but it takes a specific story. It's not talking about the overall trafficking necessarily, but it takes a story of two children who in a real world, in a real fair world, would be nominated for an Academy Award because they played this thing perfectly. Everyone played everything perfectly as actors. They underplayed everything. Nothing was big and boisterous, and none of it was. Everyone played this as real as possible. And I will tell you that Jim Caviezel at the end does a pitch on sharing this movie, and one thing he says, which I think is going to drive the left nuts. I think they're going to be nuts by the fact that all the bad guys were brown. I'm sure they're going to bring that up. I'm sure they're going to bring up that the person who saved children was white. They're going to call that a great white savior story. But also, Jim Caviezel at the end talked about the story that Uncle Tom's Cabin, written by Harriet Beecher Stowe, and how that, Lincoln said, was the thing that, it was the book, the story that changed America, that started the Civil War. And he's saying stories are so important.
Yep.
Personal stories like that. She didn't tell a story about slavery in general. She told a story about the family and people who you can relate to and understand. And that's what this movie does. It puts the story, it boils it down into a story about people. And it's just lovely. And I do think it's going to, that story about those people, I do think it's going to have a major effect on how we handle this drug trafficking problem, especially in the United States.
Well, and you know, the left is saying already, I mean, I was going to joke with you and say, why would you send somebody to see a QAnon movie?
Right.
But, you know, he admits, I think the producer admitted, look, they take liberty with a couple of things, but they're not things that change the context. They're not things that change, you know, what happened or what have you. Matter of fact, the guy who rescues the kids, he said, and I was listening to an interview that he did, he said, look, I am not as heroic as they say. In that movie. I mean, they really make me look like Indiana Jones.
No, he's modest. Right? He's modest, because anybody who would do anything close to that is still a hero. But real heroes don't like to call themselves heroes, so I don't doubt that that's what he said.
And you heard that his wife kind of threatened him, too, right? In because he was doing all of this, and he said, look, I'm going to lose my job over this, it's going to this, that, the other thing. And, his wife said, I don't care about your job. I care about what God's going to say to us when this is all over.
That's what they hate about this movie. There was a couple times where the bottom line was, God told me to. And it wasn't heavy-handed. It was just, honestly, you could miss that line if you weren't paying attention. But, yeah. No, it is a movie that it was God-inspired. His whole movement was God-inspired, and that's what they hate.
Well, the Angel, what's it called, Angel Studios?
Angel Studios.
Right, and then a group of Christian producers and directors and what have you that are now coming back around putting these movies together. If you think about
it. Yeah, the crowdfunding. And then they put in, $300 million into an Indiana Jones movie that, nobody wants to see.
And it tanks over the weekend.
And it tanks.
The demonic movie did better than his.
Nefarious?
No.
Nefarious is a good movie. That's another one.
No, not Nefarious. There was an actual secular demonic type of movie that beat Indiana Jones, but didn't quite beat.
Yes.
But the other thing about it is you are more familiar with this than I am, is the movie Sound of Freedom was a limited release movie, so the money
that's
it
right.
made was even a bigger deal, because it's not like you're walking
bigger
out
deal.
After dinner going, hey, you want to go see a movie? Oh, look at the theater.
Right.
I mean, you had to go drive to it.
You had
to find
look
it, right?
For it. And it hasn't opened up in more theaters since the first week. So it's in the same amount of theaters, and it's kicking some butt.
Yeah, I read an article today that, was it United? One of the theater
AMC.
Chains now is asking for it and really doesn't care what people have to say.
Oh, really? Kind of, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, so I thought it was really cool. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see,
Yeah.
God works it out. It doesn't seem fast enough
for all
of us.
Just do what you're supposed to do. Look who you're talking to. You're right. It ain't going fast enough, Anyhow.
But it happens. He's got his own timing. And, I'm telling you, the actors.
I wish you could speed it up a bit, though. That would be cool.
I know. Could you just speed it up a bit? But, no, it's a wonderful movie, and it's very well. I did not have any good expectations. I only went to support, and I was shocked at how well shot it was, how well acted it was. The music was,
you went in there with a preconceived notion.
I did.
Because it was a Christian movie, it was going to, and most of us do, right? You go in and go, here we go, They're like B actors, they're C-plus actors,
Yeah.
But I heard that the acting was very good.
Oh, so good. And Mel Gibson endorsed it before, and I'm like, still, I don't think so. But,
he's putting together a movie right now on, pedophilia is in Hollywood. So he'll be dead in a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was on trial. That's going to be so good.
God, it's going to be bad. I mean, I'm loving it because it's about time people start exposing them. But, man, this is interesting. All right. Hey, always appreciate the time you spend with me. Go have your mushroom coffee.
My mushroom coffee. So good for you.
For who? Maybe for you. Not for me. Anyway, always a pleasure. Sonia, thanks for being with me. All right, people. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. Come on back. Oh, and longer. I mean, seriously. I got a whole bunch I want to go through. I got a whole bunch I want to get through. So go heat up your coffee. Cool down your drink. I don't know. You need a half a sandwich or a sandwich? Go get yourself a half a sandwich if that makes you happy. And come on back. I mean, we got a lot broke today. A lot going on. Got a lot going on with China. I mean, where was all this nastiness? When Trump was in office. Because remember, he was going to start World War III. He was going to start all kinds of trouble. I guess I don't know what trouble is. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far.